I first saw King Kong when I was about 8 or 9 years old, and it was the moment that I thought, I want to make movies. I want to be able to make movies just like King Kong. It had that profound effect on me.
He lived with this film in his head since he was 9 years old, and that was what drove him to this day as a filmmaker.
That's where the brilliance comes from just sort of satisfying his own inner fan.
I like it. He is the ultimate fan.
For 35 years, I've had this, you know, movie as my favorite film, and the fact that I'm remaking it now is like an incredible dream come true.
Action!
I just thought a version of this wonderful story told with the technology that we have available to us today would be a really amazing thing.
He can now put everything that he's learned and developed into this and make it something that is truly his. And I just think that's it's a beautiful story that it's come full circle for him like that.
It's special effects, but it's also got really interesting and important themes.
It's rare to find a film that balances that and has a wonderful fantasy and also the serious level of dramatic intensity.
What took her off? He saw something.
Kong is escapism, it's incredible spectacle, it's amazing special effects, but at its soul it's a story of relationships and love and empathizing for this huge beast.
I really want to see this movie more than any other movie that I've done.
I love movies that take you on a wild trip into some fantastical environment or situation, and I want the film to do to audiences today what it did to me when I was 9 years old and I saw the original.
The original 1933 King Kong, available November 22nd. Peter Jackson's Production Diaries, available December 13th. And only in theaters, see King Kong starting December 14th.